Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Anchor.
If you haven't heard about Anchor,
it's the easiest way to make a podcast.
It's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain.
Oh, please.
It's free.
Awesome. That's cool.
There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer.
You do it from your phone, like on the go?
Oh, my God.
That's cool.
And on the bus or the subway, you can do it.
That's cool.
Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Go ahead.
You can make money from your podcast, too. No minimum listenership. How about that? You can make money with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. Where do we have to go, Bob?
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey!
Yo, yo, yo.
Do you want to see some Bad Friends
clips? Click on the link below.
Click on the link below to subscribe to the Bad Friends clips page so you can watch the condensed clips page of me and Bob.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, you fuck. You think that my head is big? You think my head is fucking big?
Bobby.
Have you ever seen your head?
It's proportioned to my body. Bob.
Yeah, and your body is gigantic.
I'm just happy that you're watching the show.
Yeah.
That just shows that you really watch the episode.
Oh, no. Listen. I have to because people keep sending me the links. They keep sending me the clips. Hey, look at this, Griffin.
Why? Because
me and Andrew were talking shit about you.
I didn't talk any shit about you, Griff.
So about the vitamin, I think mac and cheese is vitamins. That was good.
We're bad friends.
You're so dumb.
Dude, I'm dumb?
Yeah.
I'm dumb?
You're a lipless fuck.
I'm a lipless fuck?
Yeah.
Shave your fuck. Look at how tiny your little bullshit lips
look
are. Your little fucking ramen lips.
God
look at your little bullshit lips. Look
God at- fucked you.
God fucked you bad.
He was making you like, fuck the upper lip.
Did you have sex this morning?
Why?
Because you're in a good mood.
I feel great.
Yeah, you dumped a load somehow. Whether you jerked off to Fortnite or something, but you did something.
I don't know. Did you thicken your eyebrows?
Did you thin your fucking eyebrows? Look at that. That looks like someone took a crop shear through those fucking things. Can you grow them out, or is that as long as they get? You want to go toe-to-toe?
I'm not making fun of you, man.
Yes, you are, Liu Kang. Yes, you are. You said, did I thicken my eyebrows?
I came in here with a positivity, man. Positivity, bro.
You attacked me twice in a row. And is that positive?
I was just
you're starting a fire.
You don't have upper lip. Who doesn't have a fucking upper lip?
You don't have a fucking upper lip. Look at your lip.
Sorry, Andreas.
Hey, Andreas.
Hey. Yeah. Yeah.
How are you feeling today, dude? Are you feeling good?
I feel great. You know why?
Tell me, baby boy.
Because I've been playing video games, and it really makes me feel good. I've been playing Stardew Valley. And...
ooh, Stardew Valley. I know how much you love Stardew Valley.
I love Stardew Valley so much. And I started with a new farm, and it's just in sync right now, baby. A lot of lost books. Too many lost books. I have the new the ability to chop trees down and get hardwood. That's a nice asset. And I also have the thing where you get to go to the crab pots. And it doesn't have junk stuff in it. It has, like, lobsters and all the good stuff. So I have that ability. And I have truffle oil going and duck mayonnaise, and it's real good.
Oh, this sounds so cool.
Yeah. It's great. It's a great game because you're constantly you have to think ahead through the seasons, you know, and go.
Of course.
I need to get ancient fruit going.
Which is ironic because you don't do that in your real life at all.
What do you mean?
You don't think ahead about stuff in your real life?
My whole life is thought ahead.
Is it?
Yeah, bro. Where do you think? Do you even know where I'm at in life?
Do you know where you're at in life?
I'm doing fucking good with no education.
I know. You fell face first.
Look,
fell face first into luck. You're basically Kramer. You're Kramer.
Fuck you.
You're Kramer to me.
All right, I look in the mirror, dude.
You're Kramer.
Oh, you suck.
You fell face first into luck. You shouldn't. This shouldn't
be. You
know
what you are? Timothy McVeigh.
Love.
You do love?
Personal hero.
He's a murderer.
Personal hero.
Murderer.
Yeah, so keep running your fucking mouth and see what happens.
All right?
Yep.
But that's the kind of person you are in your heart. You had a nice Italian, Irish, Chicago family that steered you this way, mm-hmm. but your heart could have gone either way.
No. My heart went the right way.
If you were molested two or more, three or more times, You would have been McVay, bro.
I don't remember the first couple of times.
Yeah.
It didn't happen as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. You know why? Because you were an ugly kid. That's why.
So were you.
No, I was molested so much.
No way.
I was a free-for-all.
You were ugly when I met you.
I was a free-for-all as a kid.
How many times did you get molested for real?
12 times.
No way.
Yeah. What do you mean, no way? Fuck you, I was.
Prove it.
I'll show you the scars. You son of a bitch.
You only got molested twice.
No, 12 times probably. 15, yeah.
12 times.
12 to 15. Mm. So why? I was a cute kid.
That's not why they molested you.
Why do you think it was?
Because you were easy to manipulate. They could trick you so easily into getting molested.
Yeah.
You were just simple. You're a simple man.
You've been eating a lot, huh? Your face? Actually, your face has gotten a little chunkier. I like it. I do. I like your face.
Because are you being serious?
No, honestly. Because
do you really think I look a little bit chunkier?
A little chunkier. I like it that way. That's cuter.
Wait, and really? Do I seriously?
Yeah, you really do. Your face.
I fucking shaved. I should look a little bit.
No. When I saw your face earlier, I go, what the fuck is going on with his face? Maybe it's the corona scare or whatever.
I've been eating a lot.
Yeah.
I've been eating so much.
It's really nice.
It's filling out,
yeah. Because before you're doing like this Hollywood, like, I'm going to make it kind of a vibe, and now you've covered, your face has given up. It's cool.
Because I'm hungry I'm sitting around the house all the time.
Hey, fuck you, man.
You've gained some weight.
You know what I've been doing? And ask fucking Kalila. Every night, 1 hour of Peloton, and I busted out the weights, bro.
Are you seriously lifting weights?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, by the end of this fucking thing, I'm going to look like fucking...
Same. You're going to look the exact same.
No. Fuck you.
You're going to look the same.
I'm going to look like Jet Li's thicker jet. It's going to be
Jumbo Jet Li?
You're going to be Jumbo Jet Li.
How about let's make a monetary bet that you're not going to... Let's make a monetary bet that you're not going to change. You're going to be the same weight. I'll give you a pound and a half.
You know, it's rude that you say... I love it. No, keep talking that way because I love challenges. I love naysayers and I love negative people.
Well,
here's the thing.
Nay. I say nay.
Here's the thing. I came in here. I honestly think that you've changed a little bit through this.
Through us doing the show together?
No, since the show, you've now, and since this quarantine and since the coronavirus, that you've become a little paranoid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. It could have something to do with the over 20,000 people that have died. It could have something to do with the fact that it's affecting people of all ages around the entire world. It's an international pandemic. Could be due with the fact that people are losing their jobs. Could be due to the fact that shelves are being emptied out at grocery stores. Could be due to the fact that people are fighting over toilet paper. Could be due to the fact that why the fuck aren't you panicking? Of course I'm freaking out.
I'm doing my due diligence.
What is your due diligence, Bob?
I haven't left the fucking house except for this thing.
For here, yeah.
Right. Number two, I wasn't even going to come.
same.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we didn't want to do it.
We didn't want to do it.
But right? We're 5.75 feet away, I measured.
Okay, yes. Mm-hmm. Right. And number three, I have to make an apology, by the way. A couple of months ago, not a month ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, I don't know what day it is. I was on my brother's vlog, and I said that Wei Li, the fucking... the fighter, the strawweight champion of the UFC.
Yeah.
I called a coronavirus.
You called the fighter coronavirus?
Yes.
Yikes.
Fuck you, because it was before Trump said calling it a Chinese virus and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Before it was a thing.
So why did you call the fighter a coronavirus?
Because I thought it was funny. At the time, I thought it was funny. Yeah. And then I go, so I want to apologize to Wei Li, and I want to apologize to, you know, all the Ching Chongs out there that, you know, that might be offended. Here's the thing, though. I'm Ching Chong, too. Number two.
You are.
You Americans, like, there was this Asian kid that was in a Walmart, whatever, and he coughed, and a bunch of white people started, you know, screaming at him, going, you know what I mean? You Chinese, you know, you guys started, you know, I want to say this.
First of all, why is an Asian kid in Walmart?
What, you think he should be at Costco? What do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because he's cheap?
No, Walmart is ours. That's for whites.
it's not fucking
it's where
yours,
we buy
dude.
Guns and tires.
You can only claim that if Chinese things are being made and sold at fucking Walmart.
Everything is
that.
Chinese things.
Well, then there we
Chinese
go.
Thing.
Then
Chinese
we own,
thing.
Then we own
Chinese
it.
Thing.
Then we own
Chinese
it.
Thing. Chinese yeah. thing. Chinese thing.
Oh, can I say this?
Yeah.
If your liver was made in China, you'd be Chinese.
My liver is mine.
It's still Chinese, though. you would be Chinese. That's like the stuff that's inside the Walmart. If it's Chinese, it's Chinese.
So if it's in Chinese, then I'm Chinese because I buy it and purchase it.
Anyway, can I just say something? Uh-huh. Fuck, man.
So you got on a blog.
No, I want to say about the Walmart. Like, yeah. So I'm going to claim this. I've been an American longer than you have. I've been an American longer than you have.
When did you get your citizenship?
I was born here, so I'm older.
But don't they make you apply still?
No. There we go. Right. And so,
yeah,
the racism out there when it comes to this fucking virus,
it is real.
It's real.
Yeah,
it's gross. And you know, I don't know anything. Just I don't know anything about Asia. I don't wake. No, just hear me out. I don't wake up and you know, it's like when I wake up,
yeah.
I don't think to myself, I'm Asian.
Well, no,
you mean I'm Korean. You know, I don't. It doesn't even enter my thoughts.
It doesn't even strike your mind.
When I wake up, I go, oh, I'm hungo.
You're hungo.
Right. Or, you know what I mean?
Hungy.
Yeah.
Bobby, hungy.
My left foot itches because I have a foot thing. You right. Know? Or, like, I have other issues.
But right? When you leave the house.
I never think about it.
Do you never get in a situation where somebody makes you feel like, oh, I'm Asian?
That's only when, yeah, that's when I go out into the world and people say shit like, you know, hey, you know, when if an old white man goes, hey, I'll be at Starbucks. I fought in the Korean War.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We talked about that. Yeah, yeah. And that makes you, then you go, then oh, you go, God,
oh,
I'm Asian.
Why would you, oh, yeah, I'm Asian, right? But that's the only time. So I don't feel Asian. I feel an American.
But you have no connected, but you have connectivity to your Asian heritage, don't you?
Like in what way? I meditate, but so do you.
Yeah, but do you have like do you have anything family tradition wise that's Korean that you take?
Oh yeah, I bind my feet, I walk on people's back, and I do the gong, and I have also stars and the ninja outfit. What the fuck are you talking about?
I didn't say any of that shit.
Fuck are you talking
family
about?
Traditions? Eat food that your mother cooked for you that was traditionally
Korean?
Yeah,
I go to Panda Express. Is that then?
Okay, you're doing this, not me.
Yeah, yeah. I go to Panda Express. I go to P.F. Chang's. Is that what it is?
Both of those places are Chinese, so I don't know what you're talking about.
No.
So you have there's no traditional things. There's no.
I do things that are like. I guess physically Korean, like, you know, older Korean men walk around the malls with their hands behind their back.
I love that.
I do that now.
Yeah, that's okay. So you do some Korean stuff.
Yeah, but that's not, it's not a cultural thing. I think it's just a.
It's definitely a cultural thing. That's literally what it is. You just said it. Old Korean men do it.
Yeah.
For no other reason than it's cultural.
All right.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
So that's your connective tissue to your Korean heritage. You smoke and you squat when you smoke. And you yell at cars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've seen he outside of the studio.
Yeah.
Slow down!
Well, you do Italian things. You're so expressive with your hands.
I do more Irish stuff than Italian stuff.
Gnocchi, gnocchi. You know what I mean? Or whatever.
Gnocchi, gnocchi.
Yeah, yeah, you do stuff.
Look, it's been a panic moment, but the one thing that saved us has been friends texting friends funny stuff. I've gotten so much funny shit. I want to bring up, you know this man. You and I talked about this man. Bob.
I love this man.
We talked about this guy and we said he was probably one of our favorite. It was my favorite meme to get. It was my favorite little thing to get, I should say. Is look at this. This is a collection of photos. We might have to blur this. Do you think we have to blur this?
Would you didn't blur before?
Well,
people have
it's
seen
this,
it.
This there gentleman. We
go. Well,
so,
yeah, why the tits?
Well, so this is a modification of the original photo. The original photo, he has a big black penis.
Yeah, yeah.
Many people recognize this man. Here's this is him with the Crying Jordan meme, which I think is just awesome.
Really funny.
Very funny.
Yeah.
The original picture is his face with this. His name is Meat. He passed away. Dude, rest in peace. You know, he passed away.
I know. When you told me that the other day, because I remember I called you and I said, we should do research about this because this guy, you know, should be happy about his new.
I scoured the internet. You can find nothing. I swear to God.
We don't know his real name.
A PR person reached out to the porno company that owns the rights to this photo.
Yeah.
It's an old porn star.
Yeah.
And they will not release his legal name because they say it's not their responsibility. The family might not want that out.
Uh-huh.
So they just Meat is his formal porn name.
But he's so talented.
So talented. I mean, here's another. This one's great. This one
that's
is great. You know what
really
I mean? That's
one.
Really good.
Yeah.
There's some really good ones going around. This is a phenomenal video. I don't know if you've seen this.
Republicans want to get there. And I don't think anybody actually has a choice. It's a bold package. It's a big package.
That's a great one. Yeah.
I mean, so many. I mean, I've gotten nonstop from so many friends. A little bit of Bob Ross love he's gotten there.
Yeah, that's great.
This one's phenomenal. The old workers on the beam.
Yeah. He's kind of like, you know what he's like? He's kind of like Van Gogh.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Van Gogh did all his work without people really knowing about him. It's only when he died.
Yeah.
When people started appreciating his work.
That's true.
So it's got a Van Gogh kind of a vibe to it.
He's got a he's got a very mysterious way about him that I think is why he's it's so like we've seen big black dicks before. You and I have seen a lot of them. But this one, there's something special about this guy.
It's well it's very special because the head, right? Sometimes when you see a dick, right, the head is bigger than the shaft aspect of it.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, they call it it's called Truman.
Right.
When you're Truman. When
but
your
his is much
my,
like mine, although mine is the size of one of the veins on his dick.
It's just it's one of the broken veins.
Yeah, one of the broken veins is the size of my dick.
But his,
yeah.
What's interesting is he's got the sleeve still on, right? He's still got the sleeve. He's not circumcised.
Mm.
And the sleeve still encompasses such a large mass.
Yeah.
You can't even tell.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they look, the sleeves, people who have sleeves at home, it looks like, you know, anteaters. They kind of look.
Yeah.
Remember Ren from Ren and Stimpy? Who's?
Yeah.
Remember
yeah.
that? Ren from Ren and Stimpy, sometimes he looks like. Like Ren and Stimpy has a mouth that looks like the sleeve of a penis or a bad vagina.
Yeah.
Look at like this. Look at his mouth right like this. Look at that. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a weird vagina or a sleeve. Like, oh, this is the image. That's the one.
That's what you were looking for, yeah.
Yeah, that kind of looks like it looks like an anteater penis or a bad lippy vagina.
Yeah. It's also like when you're, I guess, having anal sex with another man. I'm not. I've only done it twice, but
I'll fill you in. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. You probably the worry is you're gonna rip. You know what I mean? The actual muscle around the anal, you know, the muscle, the anal muscle, right?
You're gonna tear the.
But
yeah.
With meat, it's like he might puncture your stomach,
a lung. He
yeah,
might get all the
yeah,
way up to your throat.
Yeah, I honestly think that he's probably punctured many men's.
Well, they don't know how he died. There's a lot of speculation on the internet of what killed him.
HIV?
Maybe. I would like to think that he died because all that blood was going to his cock, not his heart. Couldn't go back.
Yeah, yeah,
I don't
yeah.
think it could go back.
Yeah.
But I think I think getting that meme has been a golden nugget of my day. Because, yeah, you're right. I have been panicking. I came in. I was panicking. I put up some new – do you like the fish paper?
I love it.
New fish paper.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time I was freaking out.
Yeah, I just want to talk about the days.
Day to day?
I want to talk about day-to-day. I honestly – and before we started this podcast, I was like, I don't even know what to talk about because it's like I'm a fucking zombie, man.
I know.
You wake up. You don't know what day it is. You don't – you know, it doesn't matter when you wake up.
You don't care. I don't care. I haven't cared. It's really strange.
This morning I woke up at 9 a.m., but yesterday I woke up at 3 p.m.
You slept till 3 p.m.?
Yeah.
But you didn't go to bed till what time?
To 7, 8 a.m.
Right, that's
because I was watching that Tiger fucking documentary.
Oh, so good!
God. I love that Tiger documentary.
I'm Joe Exotic.
Oh no, I was watching a National Geographic Tiger documentary.
Oh,
no, yeah, I mean you're Joe Exotic.
I am Joe Exotic.
Yeah, I want to be that other guy, Bhagwan or whatever the guy with
Bhagwan.
The elephant. Bhagwan.
Yeah, you
want to.
Well, his real name is Doc Antheil.
Is that really
Doc Antheil? Is
Doc
who he
Antheil.
Is. Yeah, you want to be Doc Antheil?
And the reason being is because, well, first of all, I'm not gay.
Same. Not, I mean.
Yeah.
Who knows? This is who Bob wants to be.
Yeah.
Doc Antheil.
I don't want to be any of these people, but by the way, I don't want to be any, but if I had to choose.
Because he had a harem of women.
He had a harem. He's also, I feel like he took, you know, number one, I want to talk about how you can manipulate women. With fucking tigers.
Tigers.
Yeah, because, you know, white trash, they go, hey, honey, you know what I mean? I've always wanted to take a photo with a fucking cub.
Yeah.
And then once the cub gets to a certain age, you know what I mean? It's no longer like, it's like Hollywood.
Yeah. It's, but
they're burnt. Like female girl, like girls in Hollywood.
It's like Vegas.
At 21, it's over.
Yeah, Vegas. You know the pool girls at Vegas?
Oh, yeah.
My buddy lived in Vegas. He used to say that all the time. One of his friends was a pool girl, and she's like, at 18,
yeah.
You're a fucking commodity.
Yeah.
By 22, 23,
so funny.
You're burnt.
There was a, you know that hotel, the Standard?
At the one in Hollywood?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they used to have those, they used to have this like gigantic like window display where models.
Oh, would sleep. She would like,
there.
Yeah, yeah,
sleep
I remember
there,
that.
Right? But I knew a girl that was an actress, but she, that's one of the gigs that she had.
Did she get paid good money?
I don't, I never asked her that, but I, one time I wrote something. So she's laying there, right? Right. Mm-hmm. And I, against the window, I go, "You're never going to make it." And I remember her reading it and just being so angry. Yeah. "You're never going
to
make it."
People,
in the business.
You have to imagine I'm in the front desk, like I'm at the hotel. This is what it looks like.
Yeah.
Right behind my head.
Yes.
Is a woman,
a
in
human,
in a cage, in a literal glass cage, and I'm taking your hi. Well, what room number? And this woman is sitting. They're reading a book, or they're on their laptop, or they're on their phone.
Yeah.
And she gets paid to just be in a case.
9 hours.
Feminism, baby.
Yeah, yeah. It's so sad to see, like, in LA, to see actresses
on the internet trying to be funny and stuff right now.
But not only that, I just remember a time where you would see girls at, you know, the store, you'd meet them, and then 3-4 years later, it's just like
they work at the store now.
No, they had to get addicted. I had this one girl that she was like, "I'm an actress, this and that," and 4 years ago, she got hooked on drugs. She came back. She looked like a homeless bag lady.
Jesus. What, did she? And she was actually successful as an actress at one point?
No, she never made it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you see a lot of that, man.
Well, dude, I would say you see a lot more people that get a little bit of the thing, and then they piss away their money, get into drugs, and then you see them years later, and you're like, oh, my God, how did you fall so hard?
Oh, my God, I have a – this is the craziest thing. So when I auditioned for Mad TV, this mm-hmm. is real. I can't tell – because this girl came back.
Just don't say her name.
I know. I'm not going to.
Okay.
So I remember it was me.
19.
It was.
48, 49?
Fuck you.
I don't know when that show was on.
1956. No. There was this girl. So when you're auditioning, obviously we have to tell people. When you're auditioning and then you get to the final audition, there was like six of us.
It's called a test.
A test.
Yeah.
But the day before the test, there was like a producer session. And I was walking out of the producer session with this girl that I knew from the Comedy Store. She was a comic, but also a sketch person.
God,
and an actress.
I want to know so bad.
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
And I, at the time, we got paid $4,500 a week.
Okay.
That was our deal.
Right.
So when you, if you get the show, you get $4,500
guaranteed.
Yeah. And this girl was just like, "Nah, man. Nah, I need 10 grand." Well, as we're walking in the fucking parking lot,
and she's never done anything.
Never done anything. And I looked at her, go, "No, I." You know, me back then, you know, I was, "No, I think you should." I was really Asian. I was,
what happened?
excuse me. No, I was like, "I think you should take it."
Yeah.
You know, $4,500.
Yeah.
A week.
Yeah.
"Nah, we should be getting 10 grand. It's a TV show, man." Right.
So she knew something.
Right. So she doesn't get it. She bailed out. She didn't test.
Wow.
And then 12 years later, I was at a restaurant, right? And I'm ordering a meal, and I look up, and it's her. She's waiting.
Wow.
And instead of saying, "Oh, my God, it's good to see you," she said, "I should have taken it."
No, it stuck with her. Yeah. Oh, my
she goes,
God.
"I should have taken it."
All those years.
Yeah, and I go, "Yeah. Can I have the BLT and a side Caesar salad and a Diet Coke, please?"
Yes, you should have. And our soups are going to come out soon, right? Oh, my God.
I know.
How fucked.
It's so sad.
But that happens, dude, because she was too cocky, huh? She thought she was bigger than the thing.
You know, sometimes, you know,
people think they're bigger than the thing, dude. Guess what? Guess what? The thing doesn't give a fuck about you.
Yeah.
Who is that?
Trenton, New Jersey.
Answer it. Let's answer it. Put it up to the mic.
Hello?
Bobby, come back to bed. Come back to bed. Me and all the boys want you to come lay down with us.
During our
podcast. We're only going to be 16 for a little while.
I will call you right back.
Love you, Bob.
I'll call you after my podcast in a couple hours, okay?
Come back to bed, Bob.
That was The Love Boat? Is that who that was? Are you doing The Love Boat, the TV show The Love Boat?
You want to know what that is?
Yes.
It's an AA meeting that I go to.
No, that's not fun. I thought that was a job.
No.
It's called The Love Boat?
It's called The Life Boat.
Oh.
And, you know, I have a disease called alcoholism, and I need to treat it by going to shut the fuck up for a second. I need to treat it by going to meetings and getting in contact with other members of AA. And if you ever mock me again, I'll rip your fucking eyes out.
Shut up.
Red.
Shut up.
Support me.
I thought that was a Hollywood job.
Why would I be on a show called Love Boat?
There was a show called The Love Boat.
Yeah, I'm not going to play that. What's that? Gopher or whatever his name is?
So you're not known to do shows that went away and are coming back? Are you not known to do television shows that went away that came back?
I did 4 fucking Mac and Me Highs.
And you did a game show that's just like another game show that already existed. Stop pretending.
Oh, God.
You do some revamped stuff. That's okay.
Have you?
No.
Have you ever done revamped stuff?
I've never done a show that existed once that they brought back.
All right.
I've done a lot of bad shows, just in general. But so have you.
Mixology is great. Great work.
Okay.
I have it on Blu-ray.
Okay.
Great work.
Okay.
Oh, wait, make fun of me now.
I'm not gonna.
All right.
I respect all your work.
Well, go ahead.
No, I like it all. I can't wait to see you in this Rob Gronkowski game show.
And by the way, people have been Googling it.
Shout out to Lifeboat, by the way. And shout out to people that are in AA and that need help. I'm a product of it. I highly believe in it.
Are you being real?
You know, I'm a kid of addiction. What do you mean? You know
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I really do believe in it. In fact, I think it's such a, you know, there's a lot of people that don't like rehab and that don't agree with meetings and they go their own way and all that bullshit.
Yeah.
I think it's such a great proven reinforcement that when people that I know that are addicts that don't choose to do it, it's a bummer. And there's nothing I can say to change their mind.
I know.
Don't touch your face.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Fuck. Burn your face. Put your face over that candle. Here. Here,
give me
spray this.
Give me the spray.
Spray this on your face. Well, let me do it.
No,
close your eyes.
All over.
It's natural, too.
If you're listening to this podcast right now, I want you to take a second and look down.
Let me see.
When was the last time you shaved your junk, Andrew?
2 weeks ago.
It's been a while. Don't lie.
No, it's been 2 weeks.
Let's take a second to thank our sponsor, Manscaped, for holding you accountable to get rid of the funk and
shave your junk. Shave your junk, dude. Manscaped's the only man brand dedicated to below-the-belt waist grooming and hygiene. Bob uses it. I uses it.
I literally use it. I use it every other day.
No, you shave that often?
Yeah, it's like a fucking Cambodian jungle back there. Down there. And back there.
Yeah.
Manscaped is forever changing the grooming game with their Perfect Package 3.0 Essential Kit.
Yeah, it's a perfect tool for your family jewels. It comes with new and improved Lawnmower 3.0, which is waterproof and cordless body trimmer that I use. It also has a light on it so you can get into the crevices of your nutsack. I got a bumpy sack. You got a bumpy sack?
No, it's perfect.
I do it in the shower and it's all wavy.
It's like a baby's bottom.
Really?
Yeah, it's very soft.
I got a smooth sack.
This third generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to prevent Manscaped accidents. Millions of balls are about to be nick-free thanks to Manscaped Advanced Skin Safe technology.
And I swear to God, a buddy texted me and was like, hey, does that Manscaped thing work for real that you do on your show? And I said, dude, I'm not kidding. I sent him a picture.
Yeah,
I sent him a photo of my nuts because I said, I cut my nuts one time and I vowed to never buzz down there again. And then I tried this. I was like, all right, I'll try this. Let's see if this stuff works. And genuinely, it's the nicest it's ever felt. It's so smooth and you can get right up to the skin. Doesn't hurt it at all. No nicks, no scrapes, no bleed outs into the shower. Our subscribers are going to get a new replacement blade refill for your lawnmower trimmer delivered to your door every 3 months, making sure your trimmer always stays fresh and clean for a limited time. You get not one, but two free gifts.
Two free gifts.
That's insane, dude. It's a perfect package for your package. You can get 20% off and free shipping with the code
BADFRIENDS.
When you go to manscaped.com, do yourself a favor. Always use the right tools for the job. Get 20% off and free shipping with
the code BADFRIENDS
at manscaped.com. 20% off free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code
BADFRIENDS
for your partner, your body, and your nuts will thank you. BADFRIENDS.
Yeah, here, I know.
Wait, time out. Let me ask you one thing. I'm being serious. Do you think that this pandemic is causing addicts to slip up?
No, because this morning I woke up. The reason why I woke up at 9 is because I did a Zoom AA meeting.
Mm.
And it works great.
But I'm saying, do you think there's some people out there that this is really – think about this. I'm just putting life in perspective. There's a guy who makes an hourly wage. He works hard. he's an alcoholic. He's struggling. He's recovering. And he lost his job. Now he can't work. And times are tough.
No, because if I'm gonna be,
I would tell you personally.
I'm telling
this would crack me.
But I'm gonna tell you, you don't understand what it feels like to actually not being a dry drunk,
mm-hmm.
somebody that refuses to use spiritual elements, because that's what 12-step groups are, right? There's a spiritual element,
right? A higher power.
It's not even just that. There is just a feeling that you have, right? And once that's in your bones and your blood, right, you're gonna know that, you know, this is all meant to be. I'm in the right place. I'm gonna live in the moment, and you're gonna do all the necessary things to keep that condition alive inside you.
Do you think getting clean made you a better comic?
Honestly, people have asked me that, and it's like, regardless if it did or didn't, my life is more important than doing stand-up.
So in a weird way, the addiction helped you really find your purpose in life.
I know that I can't live, you know, with drugs and alcohol in my system. I'm just not made up. You know, I unravel really quickly.
Yeah.
And I just can see. What I can do is I can look down the road. When I'm using drugs and alcohol, I can look down the road and see where this is going to lead me. And that destination in my head is enough for me to go, I can stop now.
Yeah. AA stuff was very real and good.
Yeah.
I really liked it. Because you're struggling to crack. You call me on the phone.
What do you mean?
You sound like you're losing your mind over there with that broad that you live with.
You talk to her too.
I do.
You text her too.
I text her a lot because I want to make sure that everything is good. She has panic. She didn't want us to come do the show.
No.
You know why? Because of George.
You know, a couple of people have called me and said, I don't know about that George. And I go, I don't know where he's been. What do you mean? Because he's in the farms?
Yeah.
George, honestly, why are people calling me not to trust you?
A lot of people are saying that they shouldn't.
Who the heck's calling you?
I don't want to name names of people, put people on the fucking...
No, we're not going to blow up people's spot.
Yeah.
No, I want to know who. I need to know who.
No, but are you leaving the house?
For walks.
With who?
My cousin who lives with me.
Oh, you're making it up.
Making it up. What a huge pause.
Yeah.
You're making it up.
What do you mean?
You don't take this thing fucking seriously?
Not even a little bit.
Look at me. Have I ever worn one of these things before?
You're show. Right. That's
this
for
is
show.
A show for show.
That's for show. We had people. I asked people to send us in what their food rations were. We got some good videos. This is Jeremy Roger. He sent this in.
Hey, Andrew. Hey, Bobby. This is Jeremy from Syracuse, New York, originally from Puerto Rico. I'm just a spick living in New York. You know how it is.
Don't.
My pantry. I'm being real quiet because my roommates are out there. This is my secret stash right here. And salt and vinegar chips. And fucking Twizzlers. Combos. Chips Ahoy. Cheez-Its. This is my quarantine pantry right now. If I run out, then I'm gonna have to go to the store and probably die, but we'll see how far this lasts. This will probably last 15 minutes because I'm about to get real high right now, so peace, guys.
Thank you, bud.
Shout out to Jeremy. That's his collection. This is Adam Bullock. I said, send in what's in your fridge. What are you eating?
Hey, bad friends. Today we got some pickle juice. No, some wieners, no homo, a nice towel, some Korean cheese, so spice, eggies, some soup, some human dog food, some human cat food, some maple syrup. I drink this straight. We got some liquid eggs, we got a cap, and we got, you know, the badass butter, and then in the freezer... We got some cheese mozzarella stick.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
You know
go.
My favorite part about this?
Yeah.
This motherfucker has a towel in his fridge. Look at that. A towel?
Yeah.
Why?
There's something in the towel. Look at it.
I don't know. He just literally said it's
a human hand.
Listen to what he
something.
Says, though.
A nice towel.
A nice towel?
Yeah, that's fucking weird.
I don't think so.
It's like saying, I have a fucking light bulb.
I have a light bulb in here. I've got a couple of screws. I have a tire iron.
Yeah.
Here's Ruben Rocha's.
Yo, what's up, bad friends? I got
He's some
old milk.
Old milk.
Some yogurts that are probably old. We got chips for days.
So many chips.
And a lot of salsas. And that's all we've been doing. That's what's up.
That's what's up.
And I love your podcast, guys.
We love you too, dog.
Love you too, bro.
This is the people. Some people have some good rations. Yeah. Look at how many. Dude, by the way, how Mexican is this dude? Look at all this. Look at that.
I have that.
That's tajin.
I have that.
That's tajin. That's 9 types of hot sauce right there.
Yeah.
And then more hot sauce and Mexican sauce down there.
Yeah, man.
I love it, dude.
What do you have in your house?
Just honestly.
Yeah.
What have we been eating?
Yeah.
Talenti gelato ice cream every single day.
No, really?
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah. I make Kalila order me Lou Malnati's.
Lou Malnati's. We've done this. My favorite pizza from Chicago.
So we're getting – I just ate 7 in a row. Every meal I eat 7 in a row.
I love how at the beginning of this podcast we talked about you losing weight.
No, but I've been doing Peloton for an hour.
Oh, yeah. That'll make up for it.
Yeah. And then I –
do you know one of those pizzas has like 6,000 calories?
Mm-hmm. And the thing is – and then here's another thing that they offered. Another thing they offer is a 12-pack Chicago hot dogs.
So
I made her order that. And yeah. Last night – I made her order, you know, Portillo's Bakery.
What's it called? Portos?
Portos Bakery. But they can send you stuff that's not – you can bake it at home.
Yeah.
So we got 15 boxes of, like, chocolate chip cookies and meat pies and all these things.
Look at this.
And I've been eating all that.
Now, what deep dish did you have from Lou Malnati's?
I get the pack. I get the variety pack. Okay, so I get 2 cheese, 2 sausage, and 2 pepperonis.
All right, so there's 670 there, 730 there. Wow, you're really so.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, 730 calories for what though?
For the whole thing.
One slice.
For the whole thing.
One slice.
the whole thing.
One slice.
It doesn't matter. I don't give a fuck. It doesn't matter.
700 calories in one slice. How many slices are you eating?
I eat the whole fucking thing. I'm not kidding you. I'll eat the whole fucking thing.
Will you seriously?
Yeah. I'll eat the whole fucking thing.
You can eat like 4 deep dish slices of pizza.
I cut them into 6, but yeah.
Oh my God.
Not in one sitting, in like a 30-minute period.
That's like, it's like 5,000 calories.
I know. Then I'll do an hour on the Peloton.
I guess that makes up for it.
Yeah.
How many calories do you think you burn on the Peloton?
It only says 150. The little thing.
That's like one bite of cheese.
I know.
That's like one bite of a corner of a piece.
It's like I ride.
Yeah.
And for an hour, and then at the bottom it'll say you only burned 150 calories. It doesn't make any sense.
Maybe it's because your output is not that high.
It's not.
Like are you doing the class?
I refuse. No.
So you just ride on it.
I do free ride.
Okay, that's not good.
But I'll watch like.
You should do the class.
You know what I love doing is I'll take my fucking. I love disaster movies.
Yes.
Did you know that about
yes.
me?
Yes.
I love Deep Impact. I mm-hmm. love The Core.
We all love
I
those.
I love Volcano.
Volcano.
Yeah, I love the other Day After Tomorrow. I love the – I'm so – while I watch it, I'll
Did
put
you
it,
like The Rock, that one that he did? Like the earthquake one?
Who did The Rock?
The Rock did one about an earthquake in Los Angeles.
Oh, I like that one.
That one was good?
That was pretty good.
Okay, good. Yeah, I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
What, do you put it on the screen and watch it?
So I'll watch it, but then I'll look down after I'm done like halfway during a movie and it'll only say 150 – calories.
So are you sitting down riding? Do you stand up and ride and do that thing or no?
I never power ride.
Why did you get a Peloton? Kalila did.
Yeah, it's for her.
Yeah. Does she use it all the time?
Yeah. But she does the classes. And she'll do the weights.
That's awesome.
Let's go. Let's do it. Let's make it happen, right?
And do you watch her on it?
And I'll just stare at her, watch it, and it's my turn, and then casual. Yeah. But at least something, and I've been doing weights, so you're going to see my body transform.
Honestly, I swear to God, I will pay for a trainer to see you get jacked. So you could be like Kumail Nanjiani and go from
I saw him, yeah. That's what motivated me.
Jacked the fuck up.
Yeah.
He got in unbelievable shape.
Yeah. I don't think he likes me that much.
Why?
Because one time I did that show, This Is Not Happening.
On Comedy Central?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the one we talked about with Tom, yeah.
Yeah, and then after he was done... He got off stage, and I didn't know him at all, but he knew I was there to do it. I was after him. And I go, hey, man, that was great. And he didn't say anything to me.
Really?
Yeah. The same thing happened twice with Taylor Tomlinson.
You said, that's great.
No, one time she was at the Laugh Factory, And she got off stage, and I go, wow, you're really good. And she just looked at me and walked away.
Shut up.
Yeah, she did that twice. And then when she become a, and then when she became a paid regular at the store, she started saying hi. But that's all I can get out of her.
Maybe she's just not a social person.
Yeah,
we've never. I've never said hi to her. We don't know each other.
I know, but she's so good.
I've never. We don't know each other even.
It doesn't matter. It's like when you see somebody that good, you know, she's good.
I've never even seen her stand up.
She's very good. She's a good writer, a very good performer, and she's, you know, beyond her years. So when I saw her at the Laugh Factory once, I just said, "You did a great job," and then nothing.
Maybe she doesn't respect you as a comedian.
That's what I said. That's so then I started asking that question around town.
You thought maybe she doesn't respect you as a comedian?
Yeah, so I went to people that knew her. And go, I don't think she respects me. I swear to God, I did this. I went to Derek and Asan. You know, they lived together.
Yeah.
And because they knew her from San Diego. And I said, I don't think she likes me. And they go, well, I don't know if this is true or not, but they said she's a little weary of dudes from the Comedy Store. What? This is before she became a paid regular.
Why?
I don't know why. Because I think that...
Because we beat and rape and pillage in the basement of the Comedy Store?
No. I think the Comedy Store comics... Imagine being somebody that's not a regular.
Yeah.
And then going there. I can only assume...
We were all people that weren't regulars and then went there and became regulars.
I know, but do you remember it being hard?
It was impossible.
That's what I'm saying.
It's fucking deal. Everything is hard in stand-up. Stand-up's a nightmare. I still didn't like not respect regulars. Yeah. I don't know
what the reason was. I
think it's she doesn't like you.
She probably doesn't.
God, I want to ask her so bad.
Yeah, I can. There's a lot
of. I'm gonna go up to her and be like, "Hey, I'm gonna quit the podcast with Bobby because I fucking hate him. What do you think about him?"
But then a lot of it's in your head, right?
Almost all of it is in your head.
I know that's probably in my head. And then here's how I know it's in my head. For years, I thought. What's this Indian guy's name?
Kumail Nanjiani?
No, the other one.
Well, there's more than one. Fahim?
Aziz
Ansari.
Yeah.
For years, I would say out loud.
Aziz is Pakistani, right? Isn't he from Pakistan?
Whatever. He's a human being.
Sorry. Is he? I don't know.
But for years, I would say around town, I would literally say that guy hates me.
Yeah. Just not knowing if he does or if he doesn't?
Yeah, I would just say it.
Do you like him?
I love him. He's so talented.
No, I mean, as a guy, do you know him as a guy?
No, I didn't really know him.
So how would you?
Because I remember it's social situations. I would say hi.
Yeah.
And maybe he didn't see the hi or whatever.
Sure. I don't think these people dislike you.
One day he came up to me and goes, hey, you're really funny, man. You know, I loved you on WTF, I think he said. And he was super sweet to me.
That's nice.
Yeah. And then in my head, I was just like, oh, it was all in my head.
It is.
Why is that?
Because comedy is based on people who are insecure already, and so we're now
I'm
more
so insecure.
It's everybody in comedy.
You're insecure?
Littered.
Well, like, what are you insecure about?
Everything. That's why I yell at you all the time.
Yeah. Like, sometimes I make fun of you, and I know sensitive spots.
So many.
I know.
I mean, everybody has them.
I know. And then you get really angry.
Of course.
Yeah.
Isn't that part of it all?
What are my sensitive spots, do you think? I'm asking you, so it's okay to say. Ask me. I mean, tell me what you think I would be insecure about.
Your weight, your height, your penis. No, you show that a lot. Your weight, your height.
No, those are things. I'm being real.
I'm telling you should be.
But I'm not. I'm not.
No, what are you insecure about? I know. The one thing that you're the most insecure about, true, no jokes, all jokes aside, is stand-up.
Yep.
It's like the biggest, most insecure. It's like the biggest.
I'm so insecure about
it. No, I know. Yeah. But we don't talk about it, and we don't talk about the idea of, you know, fans constantly ask why you don't put out a special.
Mm-hmm.
People at the Comedy Store talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Comics that you're friends with go, they ask me, you know, Bob. Why doesn't Bob put out a special?
10,000 people a day. And the thing is for me is that I need somebody to ask me to do one.
Yes and no.
Yes.
You could also make a bigger move to
want. I need somebody to ask me.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
You could go a little out of your way.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Let me defend myself.
Okay.
All right. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Is that, and I feel insecure about gloating.
Yeah, about bragging about your accomplishments.
About just not accomplishments, but just the amount of time I've been doing it, what I've done is what I'm saying.
what you've done.
This is 8 years on a sketch show on national TV, being a fat Korean dude.
On
is
SNL. It's
literally on Mad TV.
Oh, on Mad TV.
Yeah.
That's a sketch show?
Yeah. All right, so 8 years on that, right? I've been in a bunch of movies
You've done a ton of shit,
right? I mean, a regular at all the clubs. I sell out everywhere I go as a stand-up.
Yeah.
My podcasts that I do, Tiger Belly and This Bad Friends, are popular.
I
just think that somebody should call me and go, hey, you want to do something?
What do you think is holding you back?
Nothing.
So why do you think no one's calling you?
I suck.
No. That's not it.
But in my head, that's what I think.
This is such a great microcosm of what's going on. Watch what I'm going to tie in right now.
Like all
right,
I love it. This is what I want.
Like a psychologist.
This is what I need.
In the same way you assumed Aziz Ansari, Taylor Tomlinson, XYZ, Continua, whomever, didn't like you or didn't respect you, is the same way you feel about these places that you think, why don't they ask me? So instead of you going, Taylor, hey, do we have a weird thing with you? Because I want to let you know that I don't have a weird thing with you. If there's something about me, I wish you would tell me. And then she would go, no, I didn't think that, I thought we were good. In the same way as having my agent or my manager go, hey, Netflix, hey, Amazon, hey, HBO. You know, Bobby wants to do a special, but he thinks you guys don't want to do one with him. Wait, really? Does he think that? Because we just didn't think he really wanted to do one. We don't know. These are the same things taking place in your life. Okay. If you don't ask,
no, you
won't know.
And this is exactly why I wanted to even bring it up.
Okay.
Because it started a war.
What do you mean?
I'm going to say this.
I didn't say anything negative.
Can I say something, Brad?
Yes.
But what you don't understand is I'm diabolical and crafty.
And if they say no, you're going to blow up the building?
No, that's not what I want to say. What I'm saying is that – but this is how I've always been.
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not.
Oh, I like it.
Right? And it gives me motivation. Because if I don't have an enemy – honestly, enemies.
Who's your enemy now?
I'm not going to say it.
Please?
I can't say it because we'll have to bleep it out.
We'll bleep it. We bleeped last week and it was fun.
I'm not going to say it because I don't want George to keep bleeping shit.
Yeah, but it's fun if you say it.
No, but I have people out there
say it.
That in my head,
yeah,
right, that I perceive as people that are against me, and it motivates me to write. It motivates me to go do more stand-up.
Even if it's not true.
Yes.
You fabricate it and you enjoy it.
I fabricate enemies in my mind to motivate me. And I don't think that that's healthy.
No.
Right.
Not even a little
bit. I don't
think
it's healthy, but it is, I think, the truth.
But do you think that you don't – well, okay, this is self-sabotage.
What do you mean?
This is you saying essentially you're okay with self-sabotage.
It's not. I'm not sabotaging anything.
Yes,
because I know at the end of the day I'm going to win.
But you're sabotaging –
because I want
to
win.
You're slowing down the process instead of just going
–
why don't you go directly to Netflix or Amazon or whomever and go, hey, I want to do a special.
Because I'm not ready yet.
How much – what?
I got to get – I need about another 15 minutes. I'm good.
What? You do. You have hour and you probably have 2-3 hours.
No,
of
material. I need a 15 better minutes.
Let's write it right now.
No, I'm not going to write a fucking 15 minutes with you right
Let's
now.
Let's write it right now.
No, I'm not going to write 15 fucking minutes right now.
Hey, so I'm Korean.
Honey, we all shop online a lot.
But
did you know you can make online shopping even better?
Yes, you can with Honey. Honey is the free online shopping tool that saves you money online. It automatically finds the best promo codes and applies them to your cart, which is incredible. No matter what you're shopping for, Honey can find a promo code to give you a discount.
Imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites like Target, Best Buy, Sephora, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. When you check out, this little box drops down, and all you have to do is click Apply Coupons.
That's it. It's that easy. Wait a few seconds for it to scan the promo code and watch the prices literally drop in front of your face. It's so beyond useful. If you're looking to buy stuff online and you're paying full price, it's stupid.
It's stupid.
Use Honey because
they can
save.
You gotta save money, baby.
Save that money, baby. It saves on fashion, on technology. I've used it for gadgets, for anything that you buy computer-wise, online, gadgets, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy to find discount codes using Honey. It's phenomenal. 18 million members, $2 billion in savings. They support 30,000 stores online, and they add more constantly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people love it. I love it. I think I it's so great. Got 100,000 plus 5-star reviews on Chrome. Not using honey is literally passing up free money in your pocket.
It's free to use. Free. And installs in just a few seconds.
Plus, it's backed by PayPal. PayPal's so secure, you know it's good. Get honey for free. Go to joinhoney.com/BadFriends. That's right. joinhoney.com/BadFriends. Yay.
You know what you've been doing in your stand-up that I like?
What?
And because we did that show with Brian Kemp.
A lot of pro-Trump stuff coming out of me lately.
No.
Build the wall. No. What?
No.
No.
And this is what I – because I hadn't seen you in a while. And we did that show, Brian Callen's show at the Laugh Factory. I was sitting there, and I wanted you to fail.
Because you just went on and crushed.
I did pretty good. And
you did kill. I went on right after you.
Yeah. And I sat there, and you did something. There was a moment in your set. There was a minute where you – I forgot what it was, but you were being real, and you had a message. Right?
Yeah.
And like you were making a point.
Yes.
A lot of stand-ups, you know, we just want to go for the kill, but you're evolving to the point now in your stand-up where you're saying messages and having your point of view rather than – and I really like that.
Thank you. It's very nice.
D'Elia went up after you.
I appreciate you saying something nice. It was really D'Elia nice. Did go up after me. And yeah. The reception was not as good.
Yeah. What a crazy show. You, me.
Me, you, Chris D'Elia, Brian Callen. Wait.
Bill Burr.
Burr?
Yeah, Bill Burr. I can't believe we forgot Bill Burr.
Well, he's
what a great show.
Bill is a...
What you know? What you know? What I love about Bill, and I'm going to say something positive about Bill.
Okay,
we best comic in the country, in the world, one of the best.
To me, yeah.
To me too. I love watching him.
Me too.
He doesn't. I learned from him. You know, he's so good up there.
Worst comic in the country is who? Go ahead.
I can't say it, but when I saw Bill playing with his daughter,
oh,
I saw Bill. We were at a thing, and I saw him playing with his daughter, and he was out there for hours playing with his daughter, and I was just like, oh, he's a good dad too.
Yeah.
It made me like my heart warm.
Good comic, good dad.
Yeah. You'd be a shitty dad, huh?
I don't know. I babysit you every fucking every time we do
That's
this.
Funny.
Yeah. You're my child. People don't realize you're my child.
Why?
Because they don't know. Oh, dude, speaking of our mutual child, I did promise your favorite King Black that we'd call him.
Wait, before you do, though.
He did say, Eric Griffin said,
before you do.
Will y'all do me a favor? Will y'all call me on the show? I said, of course we'll call you on the show. He said, well.
He was harassing me.
Wait, why?
I'll just read you the thing. Before you call him, I'm going to put this out.
Well, no, let's talk to him about it.
No, I got to tell you, before you call him, just let me do this.
Okay.
All right. So he goes, he texted me like 3 or 4 times.
We texted last night.
I didn't respond.
Right.
So his last text to me was, really? You have to talk shit about me so bad all the time? Jeez.
He said, y'all ready to Skype?
Right. And then, yeah. And then I go, I lied. And I said, I have personal shit going on right now, man. I can't talk right now. Relax.
Oh.
Right?
Well, he's going to hear this.
What do you mean? Yeah, that's fine now because this will come out next week. I can deal with it next week. Yeah, but I don't know if I can deal with it now.
Yeah,
you gonna call him?
Yeah, I want to call him because
we had to keep the lie on that I had personal shit, but I can't tell him. Let's inflate it.
All right. Let's inflate it. Let's make the lie even more prevalent.
What is the lie, you think?
Well, let's make it up right now.
Yeah, before we sit. My cousin has it.
No. Something.
There was a scare. My mom.
It's got to be something about Kalila or your mom or your brother. For it to be real to him.
No, because he's best friends with my brother. My brother and I, him talk. Well, it can't be.
Okay, so
it can't be my mom.
Kalila, then.
No, it has to be. What?
Something about Kalila.
Kalila's friend? Okay, here's the deal.
Yeah.
This really happened.
Okay.
So when I was in Denver, Kalila's friend hung out in the green room with us.
Yeah.
And then the next day I flew out.
And she has it.
A week later, she now has it.
No.
Yeah.
Bob.
What?
What if you have it?
I don't have it. It's been 11 days.
Okay. But let's say Kalila thinks she has it.
There was a scare that she thought she has it.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll call him right now. Are we turned on? Okay, there we go. Yep. I mean, he's the one that was like, y'all ready to Skype? He said it to me.
I know.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? What up?
What's up, baby
boy?
What's
up, baby boy?
Oh, brother.
Oh, here we go again. Hey, we said, what's up, baby boy?
What's
up?
Problem,
what's the problem, Griff?
Ain't no problem with ever.
What are you doing?
Wash this toilet.
You're washing your toilet?
Yeah.
That no, means I just flushed it. I just dropped a deuce.
Oh.
Well,
how's
your
that?
Your asshole should stay fresh at all times in this time.
Yeah. How's
you
that
see
facial
that thing
hair?
About, didn't you, I, it's still off.
Now, were you I really mad? Like so when you texted me, were you mad that I didn't text you back right away?
Bobby, you never text back right away, okay?
Then so, what are you angry about?
What do you mean angry? What are you talking about? I saw your freaking podcast where all you're doing is talk shit about me.
What did he say?
What did I say about? On the pod? What are you talking about?
Oh, what am I talking about? Oh, I'm probably going to – this is your words. I'm probably going to get in trouble for this, but I told Griffin if I got it, I'm going to die. What do you think you're going to die? You know what I mean? And then you're going to go on to this
But
story.
Didn't that happen? Didn't that happen? You said to me, I'm going to be fine.
First of all, I did not say that. I'm trying to look positive. Listen, I'm not the little fuck that smokes and eats like a crazy person, okay? That's you. All right? So, yes, I see why you're worried. But don't bring me down.
I found it offensive that you thought that if I died from it, that you wouldn't die as well.
Yeah.
You would die as well.
No, I'm not. Not at all. I'm healthier than you think. Don't let the size fool you.
All right. Well, then, okay.
My blood pressure's
fine. So, Griff, what you're saying is you think Bobby would die before you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Bobby would go, like, in a second. You know what I mean?
Why?
He would just, like, well, you know, it's just I think that Corona would live stronger in his hefty head. You know what I'm saying? So it would, like.
This fuck. This is because. What are you saying? Hey, you fuck. You think that my head is big? You think my head is fucking
Bobby,
big?
Your
Have you ever seen your head? Have you ever seen your head?
It's proportioned to my body.
Yeah, and your body is gigantic.
Yeah, but your body, you look. How many times I got to tell you, you look like a honey bottle? You know what I mean?
Why? Because I'm yellow?
Well, that would be a mustard bottle inside of a honey bottle.
I'm just happy that you're watching the show.
Yeah.
That just shows that you really watch the episode.
Oh, no. Listen. I have to because people keep sending me the links. They keep sending me the clips. Hey, look at this, Griffin.
Why? Because
me and Andrew were talking shit about you.
I didn't talk any shit about you, Griff.
So about the vitamin. I think mac and cheese is vitamins. That was your mouth.
Did I say that?
Fucking mouth.
Did I say
yes,
that?
You did.
Yeah, you did.
Yes, you did.
But you know what?
You did.
You know what? We say this to your face. We all say this to each other's face
because
we love each other. That's
why. You know, saying it to my face is one thing, but to all of the people that watch your podcast, do they need that?
It's not that many people.
It's not that many people.
Listen to you guys. It's not that many people. Oh, my God.
But, dude, the reason why we talk about you is because we love you.
We fucking love you.
Yeah. Just like Hitler talked about the Jews.
Yeah.
You have a point there.
Yeah, pretty similar. Hey, what are
you're not even gonna defend yourself. You're not gonna go right with that.
Hey, what are you making? What are you making for dinner right now? Are you cooking? Are you having you having your lady cook?
No, actually, I've been doing a lot of cooking.
No, I know because he's doing a cooking show. Do you know this? He's been doing a cooking show online.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's been doing a cooking show.
Well, it's not a cooking show. I just cook online live on Instagram because I'm bored as fuck.
Sounds like a cooking show to me.
I got this paleo shit from this place called Sunbasket. And then they
don't
they
plug your sponsors
you
on our show.
First of all, I wish they were a sponsor. They're not a sponsor, but it's like those pre-made. You make it yourself. They just send you everything you need. There's a lot of companies like that.
Yeah.
This is just one of them.
Can you spray my face again?
And then it's like 20-30 minutes it takes to cook, and it's pretty great. Meals for two, and it's like $11.
I feel like I'm getting it just by hearing him talk.
Oh, Jesus Christ! You hear what I'm saying?
Barely. Oh, it's just, I'm just freaked out by your voice.
But I said, since what I said is,
you know what, Bobby, your butthole is probably ground zero for Corona. Okay, all the nonsense that's gone on.
Yeah.
Griff.
That yellow cave of wonders.
Mm-hmm. Will you send us a video? We can put up an episode of you cooking something.
Oh my god!
Please.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I need you two fucks to call me on Skype later
today. Can we do it tomorrow?
Podcast.
Wait, what do you mean? Oh, because you want to video chat it?
Yeah, we video chat, and I put it on my
okay.
my little podcast that's not good enough for you guys, apparently.
That's not true. We both watch your show. We watch it here. We watch it here.
You use it to talk shit.
That's not true. In fact, Bobby and I sat the other night. We sat and just watched a couple episodes straight of Riffin with Griffin.
Yeah.
I don't even. You guys, wow. You guys are better liars than this.
No. I'm telling you. Some of my favorite episodes on there. Of me, there's one of
Bobby,
me that I like.
Pretend like you're gonna call me back. Oh, cool. Yo, you just watched your guys' episode.
Yeah.
Who's that? Who's that guy? Oh.
This is Riffin with Griffin. We're talking to Riffin with Griffin. Here we go.
Episode
75.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to
you without a mustache.
This is so weird. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
if you ever wonder what the Snuffleupagus is going to look like without hair, that's what it looks like.
And we are quarantining with Griffin.
My God.
Hey, is that song cleared or are we going to get clipped by YouTube? Is that your music?
Yeah, that's my music.
You made it up from scratch, right? I came and I did it on the singing mic.
Yeah, no, you didn't. You go look at your episode. You didn't do it on the singing mic. You were actually being ranked.
What did I do?
You were like, this is so black.
Can I answer
so
emails
black.
While we're doing this? Wait. Here we go. Let's see what I did.
Baby.
I've never done your fucking show.
Gentlemen.
Have I done your show?
You don't know if you've done his show?
I haven't been on this set before, Eric.
Yes, you have, because you were talking shit about the brick, you piece of shit.
I did it?
Yeah,
and
you
then
did.
And then you did a... Wait. By the way, then you did a whole separate Patreon podcast episode talking shit about my place. I was sent that clip too.
What did he say about your place? What did he say about your place?
He just was talking shit. Yes, Bobby does. You know what I'm saying? That's what he does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you know what? Honestly, though, during this whole epidemic that we're going through,
pandemic,
and I've been thinking about who my friends and family are, and mm-hmm. you're literally, I'm not kidding you, you're in my top five.
Ten. Five. Okay.
Of the people I love the most. I really do love you.
Don't get sentimental on me now, piece of shit. Okay?
Yeah, he means it.
Stay
he means
consistent.
It.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and I believe him. But is Andrew like number seven? I'm just curious.
I think Andrew now is in my top 10 as well. We have to go now because I have to talk about something else.
Hey, Griff.
Oh,
we love you.
Brother, here we go.
We love you.
Here we go, Eric, getting offended and getting sensitive.
Hey, plug your show right quick. Do like a radio drop like the old school days. Go.
Oh, my God. Make sure you watch Riffin' with Griff.
That felt good.
I love him.
Yeah.
I fucking love him so much. Talk about who just texted you.
All right, so here's – this is very sensitive. But I have to call him back. You know, in fact, I don't think I should call him online, live, but no.
Why not? Tell him, can I call you live on my show? Ask, can I call you live on my show? Well, while you're sending that text, tell everyone who you're talking about.
Okay, I'm talking about Carlos Mencia here.
And what happened?
I don't know if people know this, but for the first 6 years of my stand-up career... As an open micer, mm-hmm. I used to open for Carlos Mencia.
Yeah.
I probably did over 500 shows with him when I was young. I went all over the country.
Wow.
And, you know, I used to open for him and Pauly Shore.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to those two people specifically, I get a little sensitive because, you know, I know things about them that other people don't know, obviously, you know. So, you know, I've been talking about him on Tiger Belly and some other things, and he's been in comedy jail for a long time.
2 decades.
15 years.
Okay, 2 decades minus 5.
Yeah. And his argument, you know, his argument has always been him defending his position about stealing jokes, about what bits.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And my argument has always been that even if you did it a 2 or 3 times or whatever it might be, I don't know exactly the number, right? I don't know what the I don't know why you're smiling.
I'm not smiling. You're smiling. I'm smiling because you're. I don't know what the number is.
Yeah, I don't know what specifically the number is.
I'm being very genuine. I don't care. I mean, I don't know because I don't
thank
care.
Thank you.
I just don't.
Regardless of what the number is, right. Is that you should just do a blanket statement, right? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Right. Because there have been times where I had seen him write a bunch of bits on his own,
mm-hmm.
work shit out. Right,
you're saying he didn't steal everything.
Yeah, I think that the thing is that people
think
even
he did.
Today, right? Even if when he's on stage, they think that everything that he's saying, he's stealing, which is impossible because he doesn't do open mics and you know what I mean. He doesn't, you know, go. I don't think he sees enough people do live stand up, right? For him to steal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think he's very sensitive about it now, right? So he's a little bit more paranoid about what bits he puts out there, but still everything that he does now is under the lens of he's stealing everything, which right. I don't think is the case. But the problem is that by him defending specific bits from the past, right, gets him in trouble because, you know, instead of defending the bits that you claim that you wrote, just let it all go. Do a blanket statement that I used to steal. I'm so fucking sorry. I will make amends for that.
Mm-hmm.
And to move on, I think is the best way to go. And that's what the conversation was outside.
And what did he say? When you said you should just say sorry?
It hurts his heart.
To say sorry?
To say sorry to all of it.
To admit that he was stealing?
I think that he admits to stealing some. But not all, and I just think that
what hurts. I don't understand. It hurts to say. It hurts
because there are bits that people are accusing him of stealing that he didn't steal,
right?
In his opinion.
Oh, okay, I get it now.
And I think that, and that's pretty much the conversation that I have with him. Listen,
but he's not going to say sorry. Is what he's saying?
No, I think that he is now at a point where he is going to say sorry.
Hmm. He's going to go on Rogan and do it.
I don't think that Rogan would have him.
It'd be crazy if he did, though, huh?
Yeah, it'd be great if
he went on there and was like, hey, let's talk about it.
I think Ned would be open to doing it as well.
Oh, he should. I mean, I don't know if Joe would ever do that, but man, would it be amazing to watch. For people that don't know what we're talking about, Carlos Mencia and Joe Rogan got into an argument at the Comedy Store 15 some odd years ago about stealing jokes, and the clip went viral. This is before viral was a real thing, by the way. It kind of was like on the precipice of the internet.
It was the first viral. In fact, what was scary about it is that I got caught in the middle of it. And
yeah, you were. You're in the video on the patio.
I was on the video on the patio, and everyone knows that I was his opener. So it's like when that happened, I was getting a lot of messages myself saying that you're a thief too, or you piece of shit.
You've never stolen anything, ever. Because everything you've done is so bad that who could you steal that from? It's such trash.
I love it.
No, of course
not.
What
you're doing. But
no, dude, you of course, but the point is you got roped into a weird thing. And
I was caught, and so what I had to do back mm-hmm. then was I had to literally cut ties. I had to cut ties with Carlos.
Well, let's finish what happened for people that don't know. I'm sure most people know, but what happened was is the Comedy Store chose Carlos over Rogan. Rogan was, in so many words, you know, I don't know if he was banned, but he didn't come back around. It was almost like the store leaned towards Carlos, and that divided the store a little
that
bit.
That was a real... that time, I was an open micer back then,
mm-hmm.
and young, you know, and that was a real fucking difficult time because it's like, you know, I was friends with Jogan as well. I was, you know, with Buff Eyes as well. I loved him. And, and you know, I had to cut ties with somebody that helped me out a lot. And I've only seen him since then, maybe 5 times.
Damn.
I never had him on Tiger Belly ever because of the fact that George I didn't ever want to bring it up, but he just said, I want to hash it out. So we'll have him on Tiger Belly
and talk about it.
And talk about it.
Jesus Christ.
You know, Ken Jeong and Joel McHale started a podcast. You think that this is what they're going to be talking about?
Did they really?
Yeah.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You think this is what they're going to be talking about? Or they're going to be talking about stuff that we should be talking about.
Like what?
Like television and the nature of, you know.
Pass.
G-rated.
Pass.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not going to say, no. Their podcast isn't going to say what our podcast says. Mm. They're doing the white and the Asian thing. That's pisses me off, though. They're copying us hard.
Yeah,
that's
but we went first. We were first.
Well, tell them. Can we call him and tell him? Call Ken and tell him that he's copping us.
No, I'll tell you why I can't call him.
Why?
Oh, God.
Why can't you call him?
I want to say this.
Yeah.
Number one, I honestly, in my heart, all right, I love the guy.
Sure. Yeah, we know.
You know that, right?
Yes, I know. I
went on tour with him.
Yep.
He was my doctor. I went to his wedding.
Yeah, I know. You guys
I know
are
his
friends.
Wife. Yeah, we're friends. But when I asked him to do Tiger Belly, my podcast, he wanted me to talk to his publicist first to go through the questions.
Oh, because he wanted to know what you were going to say.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, because he's in the Hollywood thing, dude.
Yeah, so that's a Hollywood thing. So for me.
He doesn't want you to say some dumb shit.
I don't
want to
call him because he probably won't pick up. And then also he'll be like, wait a minute, guys. You know, and I don't
that's
want
that. Good. Let's trap him. Let's call him out on his shit.
No, we're not trapping
him. Call him out on the fact that he fucking stole our idea.
He didn't steal. He just happens to be Korean. The other half, what, Joe McCann?
Joe McHale.
John McCain? He happens.
John McCain and Ken Jeong.
Yeah. He just happens to be.
A Korean guy and a white guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Same. Stole it. Mm. Stolen? They stole it from us.
Yeah, but they're starting one. I wonder if it'll beat us.
No way. We're going to do everything in our power to make sure it doesn't beat us.
But if it does, what will happen?
I'm going to try to kill one of those guys.
Would
I'm going to McVay one
would
of
you
them.
Really been, would you really be angry?
If they topped us?
Yeah.
There's a few people on the charts that I'm mad about that they top us. There's a few people that would make me mad, yeah.
Okay, who was on the charts that make you angry?
Jenna Fisher and...
can I just say
that
this?
That makes me so mad! It makes me so mad that they're number 2 and 3 in comedy.
I know, but Jenna...
In comedy!
I know, I love
more
Jenna.
More comedy!
I love Jenna.
So what? I don't dislike her either.
She's great.
I don't dislike
these
people.
She's a wonderful person, you
I
fuck.
Don't dislike these people. I
was on a sitcom with her for 2
I'm
years
mad.
Splitting up together, ABC.
I'm mad canceled. I'm mad. Yeah. I'm mad that it beats us on the charts. That's just pure jealousy.
Yeah, but they're just more talented.
No, they're not. And they're not
that's
comedians.
What it is.
And
they're
this is
better,
a comedy podcast and we're
they're
comedians.
They're better and they're more talented than us.
You think that show is better than this show?
Yeah, it has to be. They're doing better.
No, it's because they have way bigger names than we do. Because they both run the fucking
we're
office.
We're losers.
Yes.
Yeah, our names are losing.
Yeah, and?
Yeah.
Yes.
And?
Fine.
Yeah.
So?
But can I say this to back our shit up?
Mm-hmm.
For being losers, right?
Doing pretty fucking good.
We're doing okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, for being losers.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes...
So if Ken and Jeong and John McCain beat us...
Ken and Jeong?
If Ken and Jeong beat us, I'll be bummed.
Yeah.
But I'll get it because they're bigger than us.
And they will.
Maybe.
And they will, and then we'll just be angry.
Maybe we beat Conan. Conan's bigger than us.
Yeah, but Conan has other things going on. I think that, you know, we have other things going on as well, but this is a pretty big deal.
Look,
for
it's
us.
Not a competition. I don't care, but it means a lot to me.
It
means
it
a lot to
like
me.
Of a competition.
I don't like that they beat us on the comedy charts.
Mm-hmm.
And, and Wait, Don't Tell Me is up there every single week. And I've never heard anybody that listens to that.
Who?
There's a show called Wait, Don't Tell Me on NPR. You know what that is?
No.
They're literally the number 2 comedy podcast every single week.
Okay, good. And good for there must be more talented and better than us.
That's not what that means. That's not what that means even
to
a
me,
little
that's
bit.
What it means.
So okay. So everyone that's above you is more talented and better than you?
Yeah, but everyone beneath me is less.
Ah, I like that.
Yeah, and that's what feels good.
Look, this Wait, Don't Tell Me is up here. Let's see. Where? Hold on. Yeah, there it is. Hold on. I passed it. Okay. So this is Wait, Don't Tell Me. I just want to play a chunk of it. Let's see if it's much fun. It's comedy, by the way. And they rank number...
It's going to make me feel insecure and jealous.
Why? Why?
Because what if they're insanely good?
Well, if they're better than us, they're better than us.
How long are we going to listen?
For 2 seconds.
All right.
This is... they had Stephen Colbert at home, along with panelists Maz Jobrani, Paula Poundstone, and somebody else.
That's a great crew of people.
Support for this podcast and the following
garbage. Hate it already.
Support Greedy's bad game.
I'm just fucking around, okay? Here we go.
Negative.
Ditch come from Hulu.
I'm fucking around.
With Hulu Plus Live.
Here is your host from a jacuzzi filled with hand sanitizer somewhere in Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill, and thanks to everyone listening at home. This week, we are going old school. The older members of our audience might remember that for the first 7 years of this show, we did it in a studio. The very studio where I now sit, in fact, here.
Stop right now.
Sorry, I fell asleep down there at the beginning of that. Hey, you guys.
I know, but what we're doing now...
Is mean.
Is mean.
I know.
And if somebody else were to do that to ours...
First of all, I'm punching up. I'm punching up. They're better than us. They're better than us.
That's all
they're
I
more
want
successful.
You to, they're more successful and they're better.
So I'm jealous.
All right.
I'm allowed to be jealous and punch up for as a joke at NPR.
But the 30,000.
I'm sure that guy's a great host. I'm sure the show is great.
30,000 podcasts that are underneath us, we're better than them. And that's the most. Yeah.
No, I don't dislike that guy. I don't know those guys. I'm jealous. I'm jealous that they chart every week. It's unbelievable.
You know what I found in, what I found that I had to do in the last 10 years of my comedy career is to get involved with groups of people that I don't think have the same cachet as other people that I know, you know, but you learn to collaborate and you learn to support and you learn to figure out that some things might not be my cup of tea, but, you know, it's not necessarily means it's bad.
No, of course not. Just because it's not what you like doesn't mean it's bad. No. There's a lot of music out there that people love that I can't stand, but doesn't mean it's bad music.
Yeah.
It's just not for me. But that's not a comment about that show. I'm just commenting on the fact that I'm jealous that these shows are better than us every week. They rank better than us. I'm sure Jenna's a nice girl. I'm sure Angela's a nice girl.
But you have to...
I'm just being jealous. I'm
but
just
we
being
talk
honest.
About things, though, that they would never talk about. I think that's
like
why...
What? Angela calls Jenna Fisher Ching Chong like every single episode. They do like fake Asian accents to begin the show. That's how they start their show. I'm dead serious. That's how they start their show.
No, they do. That's impossible.
Their intro music is...
No, that's not what it is.
And she goes, reporting a live from a channel. She does this whole bit. You've never heard that show?
No.
That's what she does.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's still great.
I know.
Very talented.
I agree.
No, I do love Jenna.
No, of course, dude. It's fuck. This is. I'm just joking around. Do you want?
She snapped at me once.
Why?
Because
on the show.
Yeah, we were shooting, and it was on her coverage, and I was behind the camera.
I know you were fucking around.
I know. I just started playing Candy Crush or whatever.
You were fucking around.
I was fucking around. What? You don't do that?
No, I don't.
Well, you know, you're...
when it's on somebody else's coverage, I don't fuck with the actor.
I wasn't fucking with her. I was just
on
saying
your phone
the lines.
Playing Candy Crush.
Yeah, I was saying the lines.
But on your phone, that's so disrespectful.
She wasn't. I was just saying the lines.
So she can't even look at you in the eyes and get.
She could look at my head. My head's there, dog.
It's basically you just putting up. You should just put up a picture of you while you can look down and play the game.
Yeah, I didn't have one of those.
Why don't you just get a stand-in if you don't like reading lines so much?
No, it was just that one particular. I had a cat. It wasn't Candy Crush. It was I had to finish the level.
Stardew Valley.
No, it's not Stardew Valley. You can't play it on your phone. Stardew Valley is a very complex game. Please don't make fun of it.
I'm not making fun of it. You're 50. Go ahead. What did she do? What did she do?
She just went. She just kind of called me out. Are you fucking kidding me?
She's right.
I know she is.
Yeah. Are you fucking kidding? Why would you?
But
I
started blushing.
Yeah.
And then.
Like as if you had a couple of beers or something.
Yeah.
You son of a bitch. You started blushing.
And then I think I walked away. Because I don't like
you were embarrassed.
I think I was embarrassed.
You don't like confrontation. That's why.
I hate it.
Yeah, but in that realm, it's very embarrassing when you get checked down. I got checked down. Melissa Leo yelled at me like me and Griff like fucking children. I mean, dude, like children.
Like what?
It was embarrassing as fuck.
What did she say?
Well, we were on the other side. Me, Al Madrigal, and Griffin were on the other side, the completely other side of the room. She couldn't have heard us. Didn't even know. We're in the background of her shot. I'm talking no shit, 30, 40 feet away. And we're supposed to be chumming it up in the hallway. That's literally what we're supposed to be doing in the background of the scene. So we are. We're just kind of quietly being like, well, yeah, I mean, if we start or late tomorrow, we're supposed to be talking. Mm-hmm. She stops, runs behind the crew, sprints, and is like, quiet, be quiet. I mean, like we're children.
Wow. And what did you do?
You know what I did? We all went like this. so embarrassed. Oh, I was so embarrassed.
It's
I was embarrassed.
It's embarrassing.
You feel like an idiot. We were also not doing anything wrong. It got in her head when she looked over and saw us.
Yeah.
She kind of wanted it out of sight, out of mind type of shit in the background.
Yeah.
She lit us, dude. She lit us up a bunch.
Oh, you know what? I was on a commercial once and the director, I couldn't get this line out. It's a stupid commercial. Mm-hmm. And the director goes, "All right, everyone, form a circle." So like you're talking about a crew of 100 people, whatever. Yeah. There. They formed this gigantic circle. You get in the middle.
You.
Me.
Yeah.
So I'm in the middle of a circle. I'm not kidding you. This happened. Everyone point your finger. Everyone points their fingers. Repeat after me. You're the worst actor in LA.
Yeah.
And they all did that.
Truth.
And my face just failure, sweat.
Why would the director do that?
Because he's a bad guy.
Didn't he tell me this story? What's that guy's name?
I can't tell you the name.
And oh.
We did it on 2 weeks ago.
You had said that he was the inspiration for
I already said that story?
Yeah. You said he was the inspiration
for cut it out though.
We are gonna cut it. He knows.
You had said he was the inspiration for some guy in the
Viggo Mortensen.
Yes.
That's right. We already said that.
Viggo from
I'm so sorry.
He was actually.
You can cut it out.
No, yeah. he's gonna cut it.
Now I'm blushing.
Don't blush.
No, I already wrote it down.
He knows.
All good.
But also the amount of,
I do so many fucking podcasts. It's like I can't even.
But that's why I've told you you need to stop.
I can't even.
But
dude.
You need to stop. You need to do our podcast and your podcast, and that's it.
I know, but it's just so long, so much talking that.
But it's
how
but
long do you...
no more. It's ours and yours, and that's it. No more. You can't do any more podcasts. I'm putting a fucking break on it.
But do you ever? But do you ever repeat stories on podcasts?
I'm sure. I mean, how could you know? How could you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there's been so many times where I've said a story that I think I said and then I don't. You ever done that on stage when you do a second show and it's like the second night of the second show and you go, did I tell that the earlier show? Or was
that
last
night?
I've
done that before, yeah.
I do that about jokes all the time. I go, it'll be the second show on a Saturday. So you've done three shows.
Yeah.
And I'll get in my head in the middle of a joke and go, did I tell this joke in the first show or did I did it on this show already? Or was it last night that I did it?
Have you ever done this? I've done that. Told the joke and not get that big of a laugh and then say, did I tell that joke already?
I've never done it because I'm too afraid.
I've said that before.
And they go, yes, right?
No.
Oh, they don't. Oh, you never
no,
have.
No, I never have, but the laugh wasn't big enough for me to go, that was fresh.
Yeah.
So in my head, I'm like, I might have told it. Yeah.
I've done a thing where I've told a joke at the beginning of the set, and then because I rearrange my set all the time, at the latter half of the set, I do a piece of that joke that led me into another joke that I didn't do before. And I heard and I hear myself do it.
Yeah.
And I feel so embarrassed. I did it in La Jolla last year and I felt so embarrassed. They don't know. You're doing an hour. They don't fucking know.
They don't know, yeah.
No, thank God, but.
But have you ever done this where you're the show? I don't, it hasn't happened for a while, but like, I had this one show where I'm like, I'm eating it. This is hard. It was a second show Friday night. Mm. So I'm like, I'm going to cut this bit. I'm going to condense. The setup so that the punches are closer together. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I got off stage and the manager goes, you just did 12 minutes.
You cut out 40 minutes of show? Did you go back? Mm-mm. Shut up. Mm-mm. You just walked out?
They didn't pay me for that show.
Yeah, they shouldn't. That's insane. That's not even a regular Comedy Store set.
I know. It was that hard, that audience.
Though. You know comics that don't really like you, but like they just, you can feel that they do it because it's part of the thing.
I know
I can name so many of them.
No, but it's not even the comics, it's groups of comics.
100%.
Right?
I know.
There's a snotty, like, you know what I mean? Snotty, Ivy League-y,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Brainy,
yeah.
Group of comics out there.
Yeah, like the Harvard kids.
Yeah, that look down at us, They say hi, especially at certain turfs. Mm-hmm. Like the Comedy Store and like the clubs, because the clubs is our terrain.
Yeah, that's our house.
It's our house.
Yeah, you're in America.
But now, you know, mean the snots, right? You know, are dangling down.
Yeah, they're dipping
to our level because this is where the audiences are now, and that's the cool place to be. It's because for many years it was Largo and some of these other places.
Did you ever play Largo?
One time, and I never did it again.
I met the guy that runs Largo
at
Jones on 3rd. He was having lunch with someone I know.
Yeah.
And the guy said, "You know Andrew Santino?" And he said, "No, I don't think we've ever met." I said, "Hi, nice to meet you." And he said, "Do you know who he is?" I said, "No, I don't know who that is." And he goes, "Are you serious?" I said, he said, "Andrew's a great stand-up. How do you guys not know each other?" And the guy goes, "Oh, I don't know." And I go, "I don't know him. I don't know who you are." And he literally goes, he runs Largo. I said, "Oh, okay." And he goes, "We'd love to get you in there." And I was like, "Oh, that's great." I mean, no diss on him. It just, that was never my world. I don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I don't know.
Well, it's not even that it's not my world. It's just that I don't even know how to get in there.
I don't know where to go. I don't even know where to park.
No one ever asked me.
I don't even know if there's a door to get in. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah,
I've seen it.
I don't mean either.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is. If you see, but it's like you see Apatow, Sasha.
Galifianakis.
Yeah, yeah.
So many dope people go there.
All these dope fucking Silverman, because they get to do both.
Yeah.
But then I'll see the post and see all these, like, and they're with like Joe Walsh and like.
You're not allowed there.
And I go, "Oh, that's the group I'm not allowed in that club."
Here's the difference between that and that place and like the Comedy Store to me.
God.
And this isn't dissing.
It brings up so many resentment.
That place to me is, it's cool in the way when you show up to somebody's house and they have an old record player and you're like, everyone has a fucking record player. But then they put on a good record and you're like, "No, that is pretty fucking cool." You know?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Like it's a little on the nose, but it is very cool. And the Comedy Store is like when you show up to someone's house and it's a disgusting house and they're smoking in the garage and they've broken a lot of windows and the couch is fucking gross and people are fucking on the couch.
Yeah.
And the mom is home and she's partying and her tit is out.
That's
the Comedy Store. It's like the greatest high school party of all time.
Yeah.
It's just like it feels more raw and disgusting and on purpose. Accidentally on purpose. You know, like everything is working, but it's chaos.
No, but there is...
Over there feels very coordinated.
Yeah, but there's something about the store, though, that I love. It's, you know, stand-up comedy has always been a working class type of performance.
Yeah.
Right? It's like the Catskills, people would go, you know what I mean? In New York, you see Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, right? It's just, you know, we're basically strippers.
Yeah, we are.
We do stand-up in bars where there's drinking. It's been going on since the 60s. There's something really – and that's why the Comedy Store is great, because they never changed the decor of it.
Yeah.
So it feels and looks like it always has been.
Yeah, never – yeah.
And there's so much history there. It's not that necessarily that it's a dingy kind of a gross place. It's more
– it can be.
It's more Deadwood.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I prefer that over, you know, a fancy place.
Well, when things are more polished, I feel like they know that you don't belong. You know, like you they can feel it, you can feel it.
Yeah.
You know?
But it's so funny when an alternative comic gives me a compliment, it means so much more.
Really?
Yeah. I remember years ago Paul F. Tompkins and Patton Oswalt. Both, I was with them, and they said complimentary things about me as a comedian.
Yeah.
And I just was like, I was so giddy. It's like, if a club comic said it, I'd be like, whatever.
It wouldn't matter.
It wouldn't matter, yeah.
But because Patton did, you felt good. You know, I paid Patton to do that, to say something nice to you.
No, you didn't.
That was a live cameo.
He's a great guy.
I paid him to do a live cameo to you.
Patton's a great guy.
I don't know him either. I don't know any of those. I really know none of those people. They don't know I exist. I don't know them. It's very
They odd. Know you exist.
No, I'm telling you.
Oh, I'm telling you they do.
I promise you they don't.
Oh, so if I went up to fucking Patton Oswalt
and said, "Do you know who Andrew Santino is?" They'd go, "No, I don't know who that guy. I've never heard of him."
That's so fucking crazy. The things you've done, that's insane.
It's because I don't make an effort to go over there. I don't reach out to that side.
When I first saw you, though, and I'm going to have to say this, I thought to myself, "Oh, that guy, I'll never be friends with that guy."
Why?
When I initially saw you.
Why?
Because, I mean, just don't take this the wrong way, and I'm not making fun of you. Well, I'm not going to say it then.
Well, say it, because I want to take it the wrong way.
All right. It's honestly, just look at it my point of view.
Okay.
I don't know you, mm-hmm. right?
We've never met.
We've never met. I don't know anything about your personality. I just can hear you talk, mm-hmm. how you interact with people, and your just general energy.
Yeah.
Is like negativity. Negative.
Then why are you going up?
Negative. Right? It's like,
how you know, is somebody, it negative?
It's like when I first saw Bobby Slayton.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of Bobby Slayton. And then once I got to meet him, he's super sweet. Mm-hmm. Right? But initially, for years, I thought, oh, I'm never going to be able to, because he's just got to, but then once
You know what I mean? See, look at that face you're doing. So no, once I got in there, right, then I'm like, oh, there's small aspects of softness and warmth in his
heart. I think what it is I'm aggressive. I am aggressive. I'm heavy.
Yeah.
I come in heavy to start.
Yeah.
But that's because that's who I am. I'm big.
You're authentically you.
When I first saw you, you know what I thought? I'm
being
serious.
Honest because I was being honest, so you just be honest.
No, right. No joke. I said, that's that crazy guy that gets naked all the time at the comedy store. That's literally what I thought to myself. That's that crazy guy that gets naked at the comedy store.
When do I get naked? What?
When do you get naked?
When do I get naked?
All the time?
When?
All the time.
No. No, no. Don't Google it.
Don't Google it?
Yeah, because you're going to find... I could Google you and find something.
Andrew Santino. Naked. Naked. Just
okay.
Naked.
Okay. Images.
All
no.
Right, we got to blur that.
Well, yeah, you got a blur right there because that's boobs. Well, that's on set of a show that I had my penis wrapped.
Let me see.
That's me on set of I'm Dying Up Here.
Okay, there we go. You are naked.
No, that's on set of a...
I don't give a fuck. You're naked.
It's on a TV show.
I'll show you now. Just Google me then.
That's on a TV show.
You won't find anything.
Okay. Okay.
All right, you won't find anything.
And this won't be on a TV show.
If it's performing too, it doesn't matter.
Oh my God. I won't find it. The first 8 pictures are of you on stage
performing.
Naked.
Performing. The same thing as a TV show.
No.
Yes. Performing.
This is on Tom Green's show.
Performing. Performing.
This is on at a radio station.
Performing. Performing.
Bobby Lee naked on stage.
Performing.
This is you at your house.
Performing. Another performing.
But I love how you say I don't get naked. Look at how many naked photos come up. It's almost it's almost absurd how many come on. There's you. There's not. That's just a white guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a guy. It's a gay male.
Mm-hmm.
It says on stage.
Mm-hmm.
That's not you.
That one right there. What with the girl? What was that?
I don't know.
Oh, that's with my
with someone from Chelsea lately.
No, that's my ex girlfriend.
Oh well, then why'd you have me bring that up?
That was weird.
That was weird that you did that.
Why is that up there?
Well, it's just on the internet. I'm just saying so much nudity.
Yeah. It's the same as yours. It's all performance. It's not that you when you say when people go, he gets
mine
naked
was
a lot.
This your this okay this was unexpected. That's look at Tom Green's face. This is the difference. Mine was for a scene on a show that they asked me to be naked for. You did this voluntarily. Tom Green, look at Tom Green has no fucking idea, no fucking idea you were gonna get naked. Not even, and that, to surprise the my bum is on your lips guy is fucking mind-blowing. The guy who's just wake up his parents and beat the shit out of them. Look at the shock on his face. Mind-blown.
Okay.
You're a nudist. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm saying you're a nudist, whether you like it or not. You're a nudist. You're an exhibitionist. You enjoy being nude.
Okay.
So I said, there's the guy who gets naked at the comedy store.
Okay.
Also.
That's fair.
Also.
Turn it off.
He's very funny.
Turn it off.
Look at me.
Turn it off.
The viewers need to see that. I said that guy's very fucking funny.
Okay.
I think you made me laugh before we became friends. Hey, can we have a segment and I can bring up Andres Rosende to do his stand up?
Yes.
What do you call him again?
Fancy Beaner.
Fancy B, baby.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. Oh shit! Hey, baby boy.
Hello, guys.
Hello, guys.
How you doing?
You look great. Look at that sweater.
Thank you.
That sweater is such a cute sweater. I like this. Wait, model. Will you model that sweater for us for a second? Put your
hands. Of course.
Put your hands on your hips.
Well,
nice.
Wow.
Does your 8-year-old need a new sweater this season? That's so great.
Mork?
No. That sweater's wonderful. It's like all the colors that got rejected by all the Skittles, like the ones they threw out.
Like Bill Cosby wouldn't even wear that sweater.
All right, here we go. Get ready. You ready?
Hey, everybody. My name is Rich McGivens. Welcome to the LOL Cafe here in Nashville, Tennessee. And we got a guy coming up here. It's his first time. He's from Spain. His name is Andreas. Give him a round of applause, everybody.
Hey, thank you guys. So glad to be here. So you guys know that Pornhub is giving away its premium subscription for free this season. due to the pandemic. But porn is free. Thanks, Pornhub. But I already came. Okay. 346 people in South Korea turned to religion during looking for answers during this coronavirus crisis and packed a little tiny church. They all got infected. So what did they learn? That the virus is also Christian.
My God, it's so bad. More.
Okay, there we go. The media is going crazy after a Trump aide called the coronavirus the Kung Flu. But why? From now on, I want all my diseases to have kick-ass names, like the Sumovaria, the Karate Bola, Jiu-Jitsu SARS, Taekwon Down Syndrome, and of course, the MMA. Oh my God.
Did you say Taekwon Down Syndrome? Holy wow. Shit. Andreas is going to get canceled. It's so fun.
I know.
So during this time of economic struggle, most people don't know the difference between a recession and a depression. So I'm going to break it down for you guys. A recession is a business cycle where there is a general decline in economic activity. A depression is what pussy-ass losers like Santino go through sometimes of the year.
Wow.
Taken.
I like that
shots
joke.
Fucking
good joke.
Fired.
More of that, please.
Wow. You little you're a little bitch, dude. I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
No, just let him finish.
Okay,
dude.
Finish. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, so all men in my family lose their hair early. You know, I started losing my hair in my head before I had hair in my balls. So recently my wife told me to go and fix the problem. So I went to a doctor and she told me that I have to put a foam every night in my hair and take a pill every day. Only some minor side effects. She told me like, oh, nothing to worry about. You'll get your hair back, but you'll lose your sexual appetite as long as you take the pill. So I asked him like, you know, how long do I have to take the pill? He told me for as long as you want my hair. So as you guys might notice, I'm going bald.
Was that a monologue? Was that a one-man play? What did is John Leguizamo directing this?
It's amazing.
This is a character.
There's no payoff.
There's a character. This
it's
is a character.
It's all set up. It's all set up.
Okay. Next joke.
Okay. Trump continues to call COVID-19 the Chinese virus. When asked why he was, so adamant about what the virus originated, he said, I like my viruses like I like my violin. Domestic.
Oh, my God. Bob, encourage him. This is good. Andreas, keep going. I love it.
Yeah. Okay. I can't see Bob's face, but I imagine that he's encouraging me from there.
Dude, he's dying laughing.
Okay, a lot of fans got mad at Santino because last week he made fun of cats and cat people. Do you know that living with cats may cause a disease called toxoplasmosis? It makes you guys lose your sense of humor. Okay, next one.
I like it.
If you don't laugh, it's funnier.
All right, we're not going to laugh now.
Andre, sell the joke.
Sell it.
Sell it.
Here we go.
Okay, out of work...
Don't laugh.
Out of work strippers in Portland have started a new food delivery service called Boober Eats. Well, they deliver the food to your door half naked. Fantastic. I haven't been breastfed since I was 10. Okay. My last one. Promise, I love you guys alone. The stock market is yo-yoing up and down to the new stimulus package. Coincidentally, stimulus package is how I call my penis. And let me tell you, everybody's going to get it.
Yay! Throwback joke. That's called a callback. We call that a callback. Andres, thank you so much. Why don't you give us a sign-off? Say something vulgar in Spanish to sign us off. Go ahead.
Que os den por culo, chicos. Ciao.
Ciao.
Ciao. I didn't understand what he was saying, but it was pretty good.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Well, before we go, Bob, I want to spray you down one more time before you go home. No, close your eyes. There you go. It's all natural. Mm. You feel good?
Mm-hmm.
Lavender. Look in the camera and let them know.
Thank you for being.
Thank you for being a bad friend. Nice.